You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, as the man said, you are listening live. I'm Dr. Michelle Cohen, and we're talking today on the couch to an amazing guest. I've been really wanting to get her on the show for a long time because she is such a helpful, spiritual, loving, creative woman, and her work is world renowned. I'm sure you will recognize her when you see her and when we talk to her in just a little bit. But you're going to learn a lot, and also you can find out about her courses to help you get in touch with so many things within you, how to have a more beautiful, rich experience as humans on this planet, and how to be happier and just embrace your femininity. This is also for guys, so don't go away, men. You'll love this. This is all wonderful stuff. But anyway, let us bring my special guest on right now without further ado. Carol Kwa, welcome to the couch.
Thank you, Michelle. It's so, so wonderful to share a couch in Moscow with, where are you, New York?
I'm actually in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Yeah. So I'm here in La La Land, and it's beautiful to meet you, my dear. Thank you so much for coming here. Isn't it amazing how we can talk to each other around the world?
It's a miracle. It's such
And thank you so much for all you do for so many people. You are a world-renowned artist and writer and singer, and you teach these amazing spiritual courses. So let me do the promo intro that I really love that was written here so everybody can get the full blast of what you're about, okay? Okay. Carol Kwa is a composer, lyrical, expressing the passionate journey of being fully human, as I mentioned. She is longing for the source of love and for total awakening for everyone. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about that, right? Originally jazz trained, which I love because I was originally jazz trained myself. And I'm not a musician, very, very good musician, but definitely not a singer. But you integrated Native American, Indian classical, Middle Eastern, and electronic flavors into your, as they say, ear-watering blend. You are being constantly branded as the voice of the sacred feminine, the voice of Mother Earth. Carol Kwa expresses the very feminine soul of sound. And by the way, she's been touring the globe since 1997. No way. You got to be 23, girl. How could you do that?
Such is
what? You're 10 years old or something? You're a light shining the way home, and you're the creator of such deep practices as vocal yoga. We're going to be talking about what? And I've talked to you all about sound frequency and how frequency is all we have here. And this is healing music, okay? Mm-hmm. We're also going to be talking about vocal tantra, emotional cleansing that became a foundation for your potent workshops. And we're going to also be talking about those workshops. And also, she has 10 CDs out. 10? Is that all? Carol Kwa, 10 CDs. Oh my gosh, you've been busy.
I'm working on it.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. So let's talk about some of the influences just to give people a flavor of where you come from that really created the music of the powerful energy and tools that you create.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I mean, as you know, I have my roots in jazz. I come from a family of jazz musicians, but that didn't kick.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't kick in until I was 17 years of age. I had one of those controlling mothers who desperately wanted me to be a psychologist.
Me too. Oh my God.
No way.
We have so much in common. Oh my goodness. Okay, go ahead. This is great. I love this. This was meant to happen here. Okay.
But it must have succeeded somehow.
Yeah, I did. I just. Oh my gosh. Okay, go ahead. This is great.
I would say I ended up as a singing psychologist somehow in there. So, you know, I.
So, did your mother say, you know, Carol Kwa, you're not, you know, why do you want to do that? You're never going to, it's very hard to become famous. It's very hard. It's a struggle being an artist. Did she say all that to you? Yeah.
No, she was much more cruel than that.
She was much
terrible than that. She said to me, when I finally told her at 17, I was going across to the other side of the country and I'm going to study psychology. I was going to go and study music or musical theater. She said to me, you'll never succeed. Yeah. And she said, you'll be back in 6 months begging me for money. And then she said, and you don't have the gift.
Oh, that's the big one. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, really.
And well, that empowered you.
Around on the floor laughing at me, saying, oh, you're going to be a singer. Ah, that's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I bet that empowered you more to be even more creative and successful and spiritual, right?
Well, I mean, you know, as a young woman, you say, I'll show my mother. I'll show my mother.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And eventually you do get over that, you know, something more real comes at the core of your power.
Right.
But it
right.
took, you know, it took a couple of years of healing, definitely. And I remember my mother came to me maybe 3 years after that, to that city on the other side of the country in Australia. And she sat in the audience. I was giving a conservatorium performance.
Wow.
Just wept and wept and wept and wept. And she came to me on stage after and she said, I'm so sorry. I just didn't see you at the gift.
Wow. Isn't that an aha moment for mom?
You know? For sure. For sure.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
I really understood because, you know, being a daughter of musicians, she sits in the back of cars until, you know, 2 in the morning after the parents have finished the concert in the local, you know, RSL club.
Sure, sure.
It's not an easy life for a daughter, for sure. So I understand.
No. Sure.
But, you know, it was definitely in my earlier career, it was a fire that eventually it transformed. And I understood that I didn't need to get my mother's permission or even her support for it. And actually, you know, her support never came to me until truly until I was well into my 40s, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So that's amazing. Okay.
She was not an anchor there for me at all.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I, you know, it's like what that did for me was something quite powerful and magical because I didn't have my mother's support. I had to find another source of that energy, you know?
Yes, yes.
And by the time I was 23 and I had kind of clawed my way to the top of the jazz scene in the Australian scene, which, you know, is probably a smaller scene than, say, America. But
sure.
And at that stage, I got very lost because I'd become very masculine. I'd kind of forgotten that original calling, and my original calling woke up when I was 17, and I thought to myself, if I could sing, and it just seemed like a ridiculous stage, I would sing just to entertain people. I would sing to heal them, to hold every level. But of course, you know, maturity takes time, and when I was 23 and I had enough of that deep search for recognition, something started to change, and I didn't want to sing other people's music anymore. And I realized that there was a consciousness growing on the planet, and I had something to say to that. You know,
boy. Yeah, I do. I really
but
agree.
I had no idea how. It was 1993, and Sting at that stage became big inspiration because at that time he was working. Ayapo Indians in the Amazon saying, wake up world, we're blowing up the lungs.
Yes, yes.
You know, like, hello, we've got to take care. And this really, really inspired me. And
oh, that's wonderful.
My composition stage, this me out of the jazz into really starting to compose. But still, I was felt very, very lost at that time. And I went through this extraordinary awakening out of that, let's say, lack of support inside myself. I had a lack of, like, deep sense of mother. I had no father presence in my life. And so I went to,
what
I saw was the mother essence was in the ocean, you know, and in the earth. And I cried out to her, there and I said,
Yes.
please, please help me because I'm so lost. And I was really
Yes.
up, you know, on the kind of serotonin, dopamine highs and lows that artists have.
Right, right. Sure.
I'm sure
Yeah.
I was on those ups and downs. And I
Sure.
please help me because I'm so lost. And I had this incredible experience where the ocean, the wind, the elements just came and swept around me and started to sing to me, as they do
Wow.
and you're all
Yes.
listening. And I started to emanate them, like copy what I heard.
Yes, yes.
And this copying somehow took me inside in a way I'd never sung before. And after 2 hours in this place inside, just totally singing inside the elements, I came out of this state just totally at peace.
Oh, beautiful. Wow, that's amazing.
Total stillness.
Yes, yes.
Day, because I was like, wow, this is like medicine, you know?
Yes, it is, right?
And the next day. And then after about a week of singing like this, I just had this experience where at the end of it, I fell. It felt like my body fell into the earth, as though I just
Yes.
dissolved like water.
Yes, yes.
And I had this realization of this profound love,
Wow.
like the biggest love I'd never experienced before. And it was as though she was pouring through every dissolving cell of my body. And I had that moment of seeing.
Yeah.
Planet is vibration.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes.
And that the source of sound is this feminine vibration.
Yes.
And I get
Yes.
to this vibration. If there's any way I can sing for you to help other people understand, we're not alone. We're not separate.
Right, right.
You know?
Exactly. We're not.
That,
and that's,
yeah.
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's what a lot of your videos express, and the colors and the dance that you perform, and you know the different vocal tones and how you connect. Just, I mean, it's almost hypnotic, you know, and it puts you in a really positive vibe when once you've seen your videos, excuse me, and listen to your music as well.
And
you
that
know.
was, I think that music reflects what happened to me that day.
Yeah.
Just this
Yeah.
flow,
Yes.
this flow flowing up through
Yes.
and caressing me and loving
Yes.
and holding me. I
Yes.
said to her, but I have no idea how to do this. Like, no,
Yes.
you know? 2 weeks later, a Native American medicine man came down to Australia, was touring, and I met him in a festival. And when I heard him sing, I understood that he had the key to the question that I had asked, how do I do this, mother? You know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And so it was a long story cut very short, was I ended up really following my path with him because I ended up performing with him and he said, I've been waiting for you because you've been
Wow.
kind to me. The great mother said you were coming.
Wow.
And we have many roads to travel, many
Yes.
meet.
Yes. Yes.
And I was like thrilled and terrified in the same moment, you know.
Yes. Yes. Sure.
And I was young, I was 23.
My goodness. Well, that's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. And he said to me, but if you come, you should understand that I'm following a vision and I am going to have 7 wives and I already have 3 of them. And you'll be number 4. By the way, will you have my baby? Because
oh my gosh!
Yeah. And I was like, "You're out of your absolute mind,
sister wives." You'll have
yeah, really. So my first
oh my
reaction
goodness.
was absolutely crazy. Now and don't look back. But whatever this man had inside of him, and it was a big connection of love because it was though I had always known him. And this I couldn't deny. And
Yes.
I tried really hard to fight
Yes.
it
Yes.
because my instincts, of course, were saying danger, man of power, crazy, women, vision,
Yes.
run.
Yes.
But something is
Right,
that was
right.
deeper was saying, you know he has the answers. You know he's speaking the truth. You know there's a great love here.
Wow.
And you have to surrender to it, you know. But my young woman,
Ooh.
I'll find a way to make a compromise. You know, I'll find my
okay,
way.
Okay, right?
Without
right?
This,
Oh,
without
wow.
this and that. So I went to America.
Yeah.
I went to the desert, New Mexico. I was 2,000 meters up on Apache country. And I think within about 3 months, I did become his wife. And about
Well.
4 years later, I did become the mother of that child. But
Oh.
what did open up for me was this incredible connection, that deepening that I was calling for directly to the source,
Yes.
directly to the mother, directly to creation, where I started to be able to hear and feel. I saw a lot in ceremonies,
Yes.
in
Yes.
the and the sweat lodge ceremony, and a lot
Yes.
of healing started to happen both for me personally, because
Yes.
you can't embody these very clear high frequency that is
Right.
earth unless
Yes.
you're that, right?
Well, you know, you open yourself up to those things. I mean, that's the thing. You energetically asked the higher power, or the, as you know, Sting, your friend, would say, the quantum consciousness field, right?
Yeah.
You open yourself up to that higher power and the energy of the earth, and you ask for it, and you're open to it. And after all of your practices and teachings, it will flow to you,
Yeah.
right? I mean, it really will. It will flow to you.
Absolutely.
I think that's what you absolutely did, and you surrender is a big part of it as well. And I know it's very hard to do that.
Huge, because you know we've been so programmed to be strong, to be ambitious, to be successful, you know, and it's a very masculine kind of drive
Right.
in that energy, and
Right.
that's why I had to completely just like take those layers off, you know,
Sure, exactly.
and be a lot more naked and available to the, you know, of being totally open,
Right.
life, you know.
Right, right.
So a lot
Exactly.
came from those early, I'll say they're my early years, you know, and that was an 11-year journey. And then
My goodness.
Done. It was completely done. We toured the
Wow.
world, a lot of time
Wow.
together, had your baby. My daughter's 23 now.
Oh, your baby.
My
That's
baby's
amazing.
23, no baby anymore. But that was the early transition from being that jazz musician to creating a whole new world of
Right,
music. There was a lot of tribal influence in those
Yes.
early compositions.
I can see that. I can hear that. Yes.
Yeah, you can hear this somehow, this earthy, earthy, earthy quality that
Right.
happened from sitting with the earth so much, you know.
Yes.
And I remember in one of my ceremonies, I was given a vision. And I was basically shown my entire life, how I was going to sing around the world, how
Yeah.
I was going to be teaching
Wow.
many places across the earth.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
I was told that I would be given these songs from the source and I would be judged for them. And
Ooh.
some would say they're native songs, or
Okay.
some, my own country,
Yeah.
the Aboriginal songs, and you're white singing.
Right.
But the mother said to me, they're given directly. They're for the people. So
Beautiful.
that was kind of that grounding that then moved me from being, you know, with the teacher to actually just really embodying that calling to then go and share and teach, to go around the planet. But actually, really, in the early days, I was in my late 20s, 30s there. I wouldn't say I was fully mature yet to recognize that vision.
Right. Ah, well, you know, sometimes we have to unfold in our journey and learn more and more. So I wanted to ask you, you talk about sort of multidimensional sound fields that you've learned to create. What does that mean?
Absolutely. Okay, the most simple analogy that I can give you. Here we go. Most people know the mantra Om, right? If you don't know the mantra
of course,
Om,
yes.
It's for those of you who listen, maybe don't know what it is. It's known from the Vedic tradition, from old Hindu scriptures, that Om is the sound of the cosmos, the sound the cosmos makes. Mm-hmm. And when people sing yoga class to remind the body, this is my nature, I'm as big as the cosmos, right? It's just sung like this. Om, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they could not convey through the written symbology, because the Om is written as a symbol.
Right.
They could not convey the frequencies of Om.
Right.
And I fell into this realization in my, I think, let's say mid-40s by this stage, where I realized that Om was spinning like the cosmos, spinning like our galaxy, spinning like our planet, spinning like the cells, and that it was spinning in overtones, in harmonic overtones. So in other words, one frequency, then you have another frequency and sometimes another frequency. And it sounds a little bit, I don't know how well the camera will pick it up, but like it sounds a little bit like this.
My God, how do you do that? That's amazing. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And you developed that years to develop that. That's beautiful.
I don't think it's not that I developed it. It already exists. This is this cosmos, you know.
Well,
and
it's
like I had to just really go deeper and deeper and trust. The first realization of this voice came in my 20s. But my husband at the time, the native medicine man, said, I forbid you to use that voice. It has too much power and you don't.
Oh, yeah. Right?
No way. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, that's amazing. Yeah.
Years later that it really unfolded. So, you know, my musical compositions, you know, I created a huge body of very, very sensual, feminine music that supports women to have babies, supports women to dance, supports men and women to make love consciously, supports people through emotional cleansing. But this was the next level on that.
Yeah.
So they started to create compositions with these harmonic overtones.
Right, right.
There I was singing on very low, but when I actually, the starting note is very high, then the tones are also very, very high.
Right.
So high that the human voice can't normally sing that high.
Yes.
And this has a profound effect because we are vibrational. These frequencies, I've come through my own practice of meditation, understanding how the frequencies affect the spin of the centers.
Yes.
The spin of the heart, that magnetic field that we have.
Yes.
When it's closed and it's, you know, it's with a lot of trauma, you know, and a lot of pain, it's very dense. It feels hard, almost heavy or tight.
Yes.
But when we let go, and when we open and we surrender and we let go of the pain and we start to trust this enormous love inside, that magnetic field gets very big.
Whoa.
What I discovered was I can use my voice to literally vibrate in someone's body. So I created specific soundtracks to open up that heart. So it starts to get very, very big.
Right. So,
and those overtones work in a multidimensional way because the heart, obviously, as we know, is not just a physical.
Of course.
And it's a small chakra, but it's actually very, very big. Mm-hmm. And it's quite multi-dimensional. Now there's some words, but when we start to sing in this way, or when I start to sing in this way, I'm actually tuning the heart to these wholesome frequencies. So it starts to spin and starts to get very bright, very beautiful. Then I then as my breath good in my own development with meditation, with composition.
Yes.
Then I started to tune the pineal gland and get the third eye really vibrant and resonating, the crown, until eventually the consciousness comes right up to the crown and comes out through the crown, through the soul.
Yes,
and dome, like spinning dome of the body, you know, the body field,
yes,
our magnetic field or auric field, or however you want to call it.
But
that frequencies work. They start to spin, loosen the stress, because the gland and in the head get very tight from stress.
Yes,
worrying, you know, the pressure, frontal lobe, the pressure inside the glandular system is very tight. I found that with bringing a person consciously inside, so they feel their own vibration, a very, very easy thing for your audience to do is just to put the right hand on the heart, and to feel the heat of the heart, especially if you're skin on skin, you can feel that heat there.
Yeah.
And if you just hold your breath for a moment and just take a deep belly breath in, you'll start to feel your pulse of your heart. Should we try it just for a moment?
Let's try it. Let's do this.
Let's take a breath in through the nose.
Okay.
And then hold the big belly breath. Hold it for a moment. And if you feel that heart hand, you'll feel there's a pulse, 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 pulse. Put your whole attention there. And let go of the breath. Did you feel that?
Yeah, there was an energetic rush. There was more like, for me, it's more like it was just like a release of relaxation. But I felt the energetic pulse.
Yes.
I felt the warmth. And I am a big proponent of the heart-brain coherence. You know, many of my teachers have taught me about the 40,000 sensory neurites in the heart that are more emotional sensory. I guess they call it the little brain, but it's actually we feel and we are more attuned to outside energies and frequencies with our heart. And I get exactly what you're doing, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's simple because when you're feeling out of your body or your mental worry, the way to quickly bring yourself back inside when you stop the breath, and you just connect, and then it's deeper too if you actually give some love to
oh my god there you go yes
you know and you start to love you my heart the heart loves to be told that it's love, you know.
Yes. Oh my, you nailed yes,
it's nourishment.
Oh, you have
definitely practice for your audience. Now, then I amplified that type of practice, which gets bigger and bigger and wider when we do a physical practice like that, with the overtones, these very high, sweet melodies of the heart. Now, we started to get these tested with scientists here in Russia.
Mm.
And they found that after testing the heart, after listening 12 minutes to one of the tracks, that they found things in their testing they hadn't found in 20 years of testing.
What were those?
This incredible sensitivity. I'd love to, I can maybe send you the article of
I
what
love they
discovered. And we're actually going back to the center of Russia to do more testing on this because they were blown away by what they saw in their.
Love it.
So, so then what I found. I thought, okay, there's one space where I'm working in the workshop room with women, right? And doing these kinds of practice, opening the body, tuning the womb, getting the womb energy flowing again, tuning the whole sexual yoni vaginal center, releasing the toxins, the pain, etc., getting her voice in her root voice, I call it, you know, vibing with with her own voice, with my voice. So this flow starts to come up and down through the body again. There's a sense of reclaiming. This is me. This is my voice, you know. And so this I've been doing in the practice room for about the last, let's say, 25 years, maybe 27. And women have been going through profound transformations because when we start to tune in and really feel that sensitive heart, and that heart starts to open down into the womb and into the there's this flow of love that starts to happen through the body. And you're no longer saying to a woman, you are love, love yourself.
Yes.
Because she starts to experience it as a sensation, not as an emotion.
Yes.
And deeper than an emotion. It's like this flow of life that I experienced originally, you know, when I sat on the earth that day by the ocean. And this returning of her true vibration, this true loving life flow.
Yes.
Then she knows, oh, this is me. I can be really in my body. I can love my body. And
yes, yes.
Big changes start to happen in the psychology.
Yes.
A lot of past starts to fall away. There's a lot of energy available to see the beauty of life itself, you know.
Oh, yes.
And this is the kind of transformation that's been going in the workshop room. And then I thought,
beautiful.
I can bring this to the stage. Can I bring this kind of practice when there's thousands of people in the room, in the concert hall? I said, yes, I can.
Yes.
I can do that. And so I started to create a concert called The Voice in the Cosmos, where women, men were doing, just enjoying the music for the first half, and then to deep sounding, opening of the heart, and then tuning, singing into, with these incredible technology that we have now, with full surround sound.
Right, right.
And then I've been projecting with very new technology. You can scan the aura. I don't mean just photograph the aura. I mean live scan the aura. And my auric field is projected on a huge 20-meter screen.
I and love so it.
As I'm singing these vibrations, people are going in, meditating, and seeing and feeling their connection to that.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah.
Profound for them because it's no longer a concept.
Yes, yes, it is. It's scientific.
Yeah, it's a
based on
experience.
You know, it really is. So many of, like I said, my teachers, you know, have worked up in Northern California here at the HeartMath Institute.
Mm-hmm, I have
so heard. what they're, you know, finding, and if you go deep into to some of their more advanced information that they've learned is, you know, if you find we all have frequencies, we are all as beings have our own frequencies, but we can test those and tune into those. And so Greg Braden, you know, one of my wonderful teachers, talks about the heart brain. In other words, you get the feeling from the heart and you connect it, not so much with the left brain that is the analytical, but you go with the right creative brain. When you get into that frequency and it's yours and you can express yourself and just take that vibration, as we can do with so many, like they have so many audio hertz, you know, on apps, and YouTube, of course, even has them, you know, 437, four, whatever the hertz is that you tune into, but they are all healing. And if you can also, and I'm sure what you were talking about too, in their studies, they have found that this energy, they have seen it. They have seen it in the laboratory, actually. When you're expressing love, when you are in that vibration, you can see the energy about 3 meters out. In other words, you affect other people.
Absolutely.
And that's why when you say you, when you're in a group, oh my God, that energy is so powerful. when you're teaching that and when you're expressing that in a group, everyone's energy is in the same flow. Everyone gets into that same vibration. So that is so healing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when you're getting into
people
in that state, the level of healing going on in the room is something phenomenal. And it's interesting because I noticed, particularly with women, that once they start hearing me sing these frequencies, they want to sing with me.
Yes.
Even though they're supposed to be in deep meditation, many of the women want to sing because, as you say, there's natural frequencies that our body wants to tune us with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's a big part of my work, is switching on people's innate primal voice inside to understand how to release the stress from the heart, how to release the stress from the throat, for example.
Yes, yes.
I don't know about you and your work, but I know I find working, sorry guys, just bear with me for a moment.
Oh no, I love this.
I mean, to the men. just bear with me for a moment, but it will help you to understand your woman even more.
Yes, yes.
is that we have often this shackle, this energetic shackle around the neck.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this is often associated with deep sexual trauma, early trauma. And I find that in the body, the vaginal shape of the vaginal, the labia, the cervix is very much a mirror of the vocal cords. And
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, and this is what I work with, is that when we first of all start to release the lock on the energetically, the vocal cords, and start to find these primal feminine sounds like, they're not beautiful. They're not beautiful. But I find when women can start to release that lock, it comes off. And normally she's coughing profusely. often a lot of unspoken moments in her life where she is disempowered, and this kind of vibration really allows her to find her original frequency, that original frequency. Then I found the same in the heart. Then I found the same in the womb, but the womb frequency is very round and very deep. It's more like, ooh. You know, it's primal kind of round sounds. So I found that in my work, woman has the capacity, when she's guided there, to do a lot of self-healing. When she uses the practice of breath, meditation, sounding, and really surrender, like letting go of control, because we women have such a dominatrix in us.
Yes, it's true.
You know, it's not right, it's not perfect, it's not beautiful. That when she lets that go, she starts to regrow her vibrational connection to her body, to her field.
Yes.
And becomes a much bigger woman. Instead of being kind of locked down to trying to be good, trying to be nice, trying to be a good girl, trying to be loved, you know, which very much creates that lock around the throat.
Yes, yes.
Starts to get released. And then you have a woman. She literally becomes more straight. She becomes more bright, more aligned with her feminine energy. And when this happens, her sexual energy starts to open up more. That really authentic, sensual sexual energy flowing through the body.
Yes, yes.
And this changes so much in her life. It changes the way she makes love. It changes the way she communicates, and it changes her ability, is able to grow much more to that inner voice. It gets much more bright, much more clear.
Yes.
So that's a lot
that's
of
beautiful.
has been about with women is
Yes.
really reclaim
Yes. Reclaiming that. Yes.
yeah reclaiming her voice, reclaiming her nature, and growing herself really into a woman, you know. Like,
yes, exactly. And it is, it's getting in touch with your frequency and allowing it is sort of as you call it, which I think is so cool. You call it like the vibrational or the vocal exorcist. You know, you're like getting out this, you know, some of these things and these frequencies and stuff
definitely.
Like that. And
because,
it's,
you know,
it's,
for a lot of
yeah.
women, have been taught to kind of just be silent, to go into silent meditation,
yeah.
Yeah. mind. But when she's full of emotion,
yes,
you cannot steal the mind.
Right.
Need expression.
Yes,
this
you
is
do.
A way, you know. Of,
yes, exactly.
Of communicating with
yes, women, yes,
because we're mothers.
Yes, we are, and that you know, in practically speaking, in real life, you know, you're so right on, Paraquat, because it's like if you really listen to the sounds of our lives when we're frustrated, we go ah.
Yeah.
When we're giving birth, we go ah. You know,
yeah.
that's it. When we're making love, it's like, ah,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, all of the different
or if
frequencies.
It's really good love making, it's
right. Mine was, don't talk to me, get the hell away from me, ah, you know. But anyway, so you know, I just thought I'd throw this in. My son is an expert at the didgeridoo. You vibe with this from being in Australia. But I mean, it's what the fluctuations that he can create sounds reminded me so much of what you do also with your, you know,
there you
vocal
go.
Gifts. Yes.
The didgeridoo is the voice of the mother
yes.
earth. This is
yes.
the instrument of the earth.
Yes.
A hollowed out tree log
yes.
that that spirals, you know, you have to. In a cyclical breathing to keep the cycle of the breath going, or the
right.
such
yes.
a long tree.
Oh trail. My God! Yes, yes, he's got that breath work going on, right? Yeah,
and then you learn with the breath and the sound of your voice and the sound of that tree trunk to be, or it can even be plastic.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that
yeah.
that hollowed out vibration very much emulates the vibration of the Mother Earth. So.
Yes.
Of course, I've performed a lot with didgeridoo over my life, and it truly is one of those vibrant instruments that emanate the earth's frequency.
Right, right. And they say that, you know, that the I was just, of course, you can see that the documentary about Earth's vibrational frequency is supposed to be 7.83 hertz.
Mm.
That's the Schumann resonance.
Mm-hmm.
That they have actually recorded out in space of
mm-hmm.
The frequency that the Earth is giving off itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's tuning into that as well. It's scientific. It's all frequencies and science and everything. So it's amazing. The heartbeat of the Earth, as they call it, and we can kind of vibe with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we vibe with that just by putting hands on the heart. It's that simple.
Yes. Yes. I'd love to talk about some of your courses. And by the way, if you guys would like to check her out, don't go away, stay with us. But if you want to do some multitasking here, Paraquat's website is paraquat.com. www.peruquois.com. Okay. That's how you spell
it. Peru.
Beautiful.
Iroquois, the Indian.
Yes. Perfect. It's perfect. So some of the courses that you can learn, some are powerful tools for spiritual protection and cleansing. And I know you all are interested in that because you let me know that. How to get rid of the good girl syndrome. I love that one. I checked that one out. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Free yourself from guilt. I mean, I think that is, we talked about our mommy issues instead of growing up. You know, it's like, guilt. Also our solar system, the solar system within us, you know, you talk about those classes as well, which, you know, are amazing. And I'm viewing some of the classes that I tuned on to here from you, and they're just beautiful.
Yeah, open.
Our own, again, our own solar system, and opening up some of our own, you know, how we can find our own frequencies. But you really help people with guilt and low self-esteem in your workshops. By the way, if you go on to Perelfroid's website, you'll find out more about her bio, her music. You get to see her videos, which are, oh my God, check out her latest video. You're going to just go, okay, I'm in. I'm all in here. And the events and the courses are brilliant, because I mean, this is like teachings that you won't get anywhere else that I've learned. It's so funny. I was asking the universe to, one of my other, you know, teachers, Emery Smith, you know, he was talking about healing. And I said, I just want to know how to, I mean, meditation and frequency work. And then he goes, oh, well, if you would find your own frequency, you'd be able to completely heal. He went, oh, okay. So find your frequency and completely heal. It's like this. It's the meridians, and it goes up the chakras and it comes around. And so that's what, you know, so your classes, as a matter of fact, your courses that you teach are all tuned into this.
Absolutely.
So, and you answer such questions as, how often do you reflect on what is the true cause of your disappointments or wasted opportunities? How often? I don't deserve, I have to lie, things like that. So you help folks to free themselves from experiencing their life through the prison of guilt, self-worth, self-respect, come back into the feeling of self-worth. Bring back the right to live and enjoy the abundance of life. Get rid of the maze of lies and manipulations. And I think we have to do that sometimes in order to survive. It's so important, as you say in your coursework, to become so authentic to who we are, and it's okay. It's really safe to do that. Yeah. Start living our dreams.
Absolutely.
And start allowing ourselves to feel safe and secure and trusting life. And I think the problem with that is it's very difficult because, and I don't mean to say that it's, you know, our human history has had, you know, so many cycles that come back around and come back around. And this is nothing new what's going on. We're just a little bit more enlightened in the conscious realm, I think, and in science to quantum field. But I think we're learning to trust life a little bit more with the help of you and others like you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, Michelle, I think one of the really big challenges that we face is that with this age of technology, it's a positive and a negative.
I agree.
We have to learn how to master it, because nobody taught us how to master it, because it came on us so quickly.
Oh, my goodness, it did. Yes.
So addictive nature of technology is what's throwing so many people into emotional chaos.
Yes.
Why? Because they lose a connection to their own vibration, and suddenly that telephone becomes the source, almost like a mother's breast. It becomes vibrational of life.
Yes.
You pick the phone up, you get an emotional charge, positive or negative, it's the same thing, you know. And it becomes like your sense of connectivity to life.
Yes.
But the problem is, it is not life.
Right.
It's not a whole vibrational frequency.
Right.
It's mental fields.
Yes, it absolutely is.
But has its place, because, of course, it feeds our intelligence. It feeds our mind. It gives us information. And that's the positive side.
Right.
But the negative side is that we can no longer discern the difference between that mental vibrational field that's massive now on the planet and interconnected, and our own wholesome, healthy vibrational field.
Right, exactly. And I agree. And I think that's beautifully said. I do have a little hard break that I have to go to coming up, and I know we never have enough time to talk. We could talk for hours.
Sure.
But we're going to have to say goodbye for now.
Okay.
Shortly, but I want all of you viewers and listeners to check out Perel. You are going to learn so much. sign up for her courses. It is like nothing you've ever experienced. This is a whole new opening for all of you guys out there who've gone through different types of therapy, all sorts of self-introspection, different meditations, all different teachings, which are all valid and wonderful, and anything you can have to go within and understand your soul.
Yes,
is the best. But again,
thought there, Michelle, that
yes,
because
yes,
speak a lot of the women, but I want to let the men know as well that
yes,
important course there, and it's called From Stress and Anxiety to Inner Harmony, and that is a course for men.
Yes.
And for women.
Yes.
Practice course. It doesn't take more than 15 minutes, yes, and it will bring you straight down into your body, activate your wheel center, release the fear out of the kidneys, and then retune your field with my voice. Now, that is a free course that
beautiful,
I created in response to COVID originally.
Beautiful.
Very relevant to today. So that course is there for men, for women.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Perroqua, again, it's www.perroquois.com, and it's perruquois.com, everybody.
Yes.
Blessings to you. Thank you so much for being with me.
Wonderful to be held and to meet such an incredibly inspiring woman who's been deep on the path for some
thank you, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
For that.
Well, thank you for being here, and we're all blessed to have you. So,
big blessing to all your audience. Listen
thank
to
you.
Them.
All right, sweetheart. Take good care, and blessings to you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being on the couch with me today. Check it out. Her website's amazing. Her classes are so different and inspiring, and you'll find your own frequency and vibration. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week, same time, right here, 12 Pacific Standard Time, next Wednesday. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.